There are advantages and disadvantages to opting to tax. The main advantage, of course, is the ability to recover VAT on costs. One of the main disadvantages is that for 20 years, a person has to account for VAT on rents and the sale of property. So, without a crystal ball, it is impossible to determine whether or not the property will be occupied for the next 20 years by taxable businesses as opposed to exempt businesses. The point being that exempt businesses who cannot recover VAT on rents or costs, etc., will not be keen to move into an opted property, so therefore the market will be restricted. Another disadvantage could be the registration procedures. As I've said, a property is particular to the person making the option. And in order to make the option effective, the person concerned has to be registered for VAT. If all the person does is own the property or properties, then this is not so much of a problem. But if the person concerned has other activities, those other activities will automatically fall into the VAT net. An example of this could be an accountant with income of around £50,000 a year. He or she would not have to register for VAT. They're mainly working for private clients, so don't want to register for VAT, as VAT would increase the cost to their clients. If the accountant buys a property, he or she will automatically have to register for VAT to affect the option to tax. This will bring the accountancy fees into the VAT registration. Therefore, that person would be advised to buy the property in a special purpose vehicle, i.e. a company, so that the accountancy income is unaffected by VAT. A person has to charge VAT from the effective date of the option to tax. This can cause a problem where previous rents have been exempt from VAT and rent is outstanding at the time the option is made. Although the original rent demands would not have contained VAT, as the rent would have been exempt, if the rent is received after the effective date of the option, then VAT has to be accounted for, notwithstanding that the original rent demand was exempt. This means that people opting to tax need to make sure that there is no outstanding rent at the effective date of the option. Of course, the option to tax will be perceived differently by tenants, but tenants do not have any say in the matter, although it is always politic or prudent to consult them before opting to tax a property. A taxable tenant will be more or less happy for an option to tax to be made. In fact, the taxable tenant will be better off. An example would be service charges. Where an option to tax has not been made, the service charge is exempt from VAT, which means the landlord cannot recover VAT on third-party costs, so passes that VAT across in the service charge as hidden VAT. Whereas, once an option has been made, the service charges become taxable, which means the landlord can recover VAT on third-party costs, passes that VAT as a positive VAT charge to the tenant, and the tenant can recover the VAT. In other words, there is no hidden VAT. Of course, for obvious reasons, i.e. the increasing costs, an exempt tenant will not be happy if the landlord subsequently opts to tax the property.